You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Tonight, presidential nominee Barack Obama closes out the Democratic National Convention with his speech to a roughly 70,000 member audience. Pretty big, and that's in Denver. This week, his former rival, Senator Hillary Clinton, she backed him. Presidential Bill Clinton passed the torch to Obama. And last night, Senator Joe Biden accepted the vice presidential nomination, introducing, I think, what we can expect from him, saying his friend, Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate, quote, doesn't get it when it comes to the struggles of middle-class Americans. Soon, all attention will turn to McCain and who he plans to choose as a running mate. We're now joined by New York Times reporter Elizabeth Buemiller for a brief on the candidates, or at least the ones we think who have made the shortlist. Thanks for being with us, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
Very much like the Barack Obama campaign, the John McCain campaign has been very secretive about who he has chosen.
That's correct. There's just a handful of close aides who know, probably no more than three or four. We're told that Senator McCain made his decision yesterday, or at least earlier this week, and he's going to announce it tomorrow, Friday, in Dayton.
Any sense of who's on that short list? I mean, we've heard Tim Pawlenty, we've heard Mitt Romney.
That's right. I would say the top two contenders at this point that we know are Mitt Romney and Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota and the former governor of Massachusetts, who, of course, was one of Senator McCain's chief rivals for the nomination. The other name we keep hearing is Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who's a former Democrat turned independent. It's unclear to me at this point how real this is. A lot of people close to the senator say he really, really wants to put Lieberman on the ticket. Other people say, well, they're just putting this out. Lieberman, of course, is pro-abortion rights, which would cause an explosion, a negative explosion among the delegates at the Republican convention in Minneapolis-St. Paul next week.
And certainly something John McCain doesn't need right now. I mean, he's had a rough enough time with the base in the Republican Party to begin with.
That's true. So the political calculus here is, does Lieberman help you among independents, women, conservative Democrats by putting him on the ticket more than he hurts you, or does he alienate too much of the base, the conservative Christian base? So that's the calculus. Now, people close to McCain say that if he had his druthers, if there was no Republican Party to contend with, he would put Lieberman on the ticket, or possibly last week we were hearing Tom Ridge, former governor of Pennsylvania, who's also pro-abortion rights. So there's some question. McCain's a very independent guy. He's stubborn. I just don't know. I think he really does. He's very close to Senator Lieberman. They travel constantly together. They certainly see eye to eye on national security and foreign policy. They really do diverge on the social issues, though.
What do you think is most important to McCain in picking a candidate? Obviously, if you're saying that he and Lieberman are such close friends, that might be an important element. The question is, where does his stubbornness meet the political realities of trying to win an election?
Well, I've always been skeptical of people who say, well, he doesn't like Romney, he likes Lieberman, therefore he'll put Lieberman on the ticket. I think this is politics. This is business. This is not friendship. And if he likes Lieberman so much, well, then put him in the cabinet. But he does want to be comfortable with his nominee. But I really think in this, at this moment, as in all moments like this, the first calculation is do no harm. And in that sense, Pawlenty then is emerging, because he would be in some ways a safe choice, although he's very young and he's inexperienced, certainly on national security. But I think that's where I think that's what people are telling McCain, do no harm, and maybe the guy will also help you a little bit.
What does Mitt Romney do for McCain?
With one word, Michigan. I mean, that's the theory anyway, that Mitt Romney, whose father was governor of Michigan many years ago, would help you bring in a very critical swing state. there are many who say that if McCain wins Michigan, he has a very good chance at winning the presidency. The question is, can Romney help you win Michigan? He certainly won during the primary.
Yeah, I mean, take the primary snapshot as a way of determining what might happen in November.
You can't tell because it's not a Republican primary; it's a general election. Romney won Michigan. He did very well in Michigan against McCain. One reason he did so well was that he went there and talked about the economy while McCain. And promised that things would get better. Well, McCain went there and was a bit of a cold glass of water and said that, look, I can't promise you that these jobs are coming back. He said it over and over again, and people didn't like hearing that. I was there during that primary battle, and it was not a popular message.
And Mitt Romney spent a lot of money in Michigan.
That's true. Mitt Romney spent tens of millions of dollars of his own money in the race. But they're going to be taking general election funds for the public funding for the general election. So there's a difference there too.
Okay, last question, Elizabeth. How are we going to find out? Is John McCain going to send a text?
He's not, at this point, as we speak, a totally internet savvy candidate. He gets emails printed out from his aides.
So smoke signals. It'll be smoke signals from a mesa in Arizona.
From Sedona, from his weekend, from his vacation home in Sedona.
No, really. How do you think we're going to find out?
I think we'll find out through leaks. I think we'll find out probably today or late tonight sometime. I hope we find out. If they're really good at this, we'll find out when the guy is on stage tomorrow in Dayton.
Oh, yeah, that chance. I'll bet you dinner on that one. Elizabeth Buemiller, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Buemiller is a New York Times reporter, and she was bringing us up to date on the McCain choice for vice presidential running mate. We'll see. We'll get it tomorrow, maybe. Anyhow, right now we're going to get some headlines from Femi. Okay, Femi?
Thank you very much, Adora. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.